Hi, Paul, how are you?
Welcome to the show and thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
A great victory for the club there on Saturday evening. You had a great victory over Clooney Quinn in a great game of football, I must say. Both sides produced a fantastic game of football, so you were actually delighted to win the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a very, very tough game. Very tough first half, anyway, especially for us. The kind of Clooney Quinn started off very well, but they got two goals, but we kept plugging away in the first half, got a few scores, and luckily we just went in 1 point ahead half time,
Absolutely. And as we mentioned too, that last year then we played Aroga in the league final, and there was a great game in the draw match, and we lost out in the replay, and they also beat us in the championship. So it was nice when you get to the final, get back to the final, a chance to win a bit of silverware.
Yeah, exactly. That was our main aim this year, anyway. Just when we met at the start of the year, we just wanted to concentrate in the league, firstly, anyway, and try and do as good as we can there, do as good as we can in the league. And thankfully, we just got made up for last year, anyway, so we got the victory we wanted, anyway, so thank God.
Yeah, that's right. But there's also three or four players, I think they're under 16, on the clear under 16 panel. They're on the Cumin adult panel this year, and they're really outstanding, I thought, in the second half when the game was in the melting pot. They really stood up to the mark and really showed their skills.
Yeah, absolutely. There's three fine players, to be fair. They really got the scores, Sarah and Emma. Got the scores for them, we wanted them, and Tara Kelly in midfielder, she had an unbelievable game, actually. She was up and down the field, tracking back and attacking as well, setting up attacks, she's a very good addition to us this year, so it's great to have players like that on the team.
And that's what we should also mention, our captain too, Fiona McMahon. She's a real leader on the field and she's off the field as well, but she got a bit of an injury during the game with 15 minutes to go, and that's what we felt, a loss a small bit to her.
Yeah, absolutely. We were worried enough now when she went down, to be fair. She got a badly sprained ankle, she was having a great game. She was really into there in the second half. She was setting attacks as well and stopping attacks, so she's a real leader, fairness to the girls, when she went off, they held it together, we're delighted for her as well to win it for her. She's a great servant to the club, she's never misses training, and she's involved in underrated and all that, so we're delighted for her as well,
Yeah, we should also compliment Clooney Quinn. I thought there's some fantastic footballers, they were very strong players, some great football, had a number of chances, maybe missed a few points, but they're really, as a club, they're really developing, and they're going to be thereabouts for the championship later on in the year.
Yeah, absolutely, they played very well, actually, first half especially. I know they missed a good few chances for points, and they just went wide on their chances. But they're definitely physically strong as well down the centre. They knew their game plan. Anyway, they played it well, to be fair. Definitely one to watch in the championship for sure.
And I know you beat Dora Bearfield, I think, in the semi final, and it's great to see two maybe newer clubs getting stronger like Clooney Quinn and Dora Bearfield, and they're going to make the competition stronger and more competitive for Belong as the year goes on.
Yeah, that's right. We played Bearfield there the week before last. They're a strong team as well. I think they have a good few on the clear underage teams as well, as far as I know. They're definitely a common team as well. So that's good. The more teams are in it, the better. For everyone, makes the competition a lot better.